Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're back live into the second hour. I'm going to re-air this 20-minute Ron Paul interview coming up in the next segment. We've had so many requests for it. A lot of important info we talked about yesterday. Then after that, more of your calls and a ton of other news items. We're about to go back to calls right now. States, cities consider food rules to curb obesity. And, of course, that's all federally funded. This is out of the Associated Press, folks. Also, we'll get into some more of the surveillance activities that are taking place. Condoleezza Rice is trying to block a congressional move to make her testify in the 9/11 whitewash. We'll get into that as well. Right now, let's go to David in Texas. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wanted to thank you for taking my call.
You don't have to thank me for taking your call. We're honored to have you, sir.
Great. Thank you. I have a couple comments, and then I'd like to hear a response from you. First of all, I've been talking with some of my colleagues about this, the pagan rituals that are in, our society today. And we were talking about the Nimrod.
Santa Claus.
Exactly. Nimrod. All of the pine tree, and how there's first Bible where they Matthew talks about going into their homes and seeing the pine trees with the colored balls. And I'm getting some interesting responses on that. And I just am seeing how ingrained, this is in our society. My second comment that I want your comment on is I've been doing some really looking into Bush and the sovereignty with Taiwan, and how in the mid-70s Taiwan was kicked out of Japan. And I'm kind of been watching this, and I want your comments on it. And I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and I'll hang up.
All right, thanks for the call. I mean, look, Easter is not about a bunny rabbit and eggs. The egg is the symbol of Ishtar, fertility god, so is the rabbit. That's why Playboy is a rabbit, folks. Rabbits have a lot of babies. They have a lot of procreation going on. Christmas is not about a 7-foot elf in a red outfit coming down your chimney. And it's not about the Tannenbaum. Which all the pagan societies worshipped evergreen trees. Okay? I mean, that's what's been injected in. I'm not saying you're a wicked devil if you have a Christmas tree. I'm just saying let's know history. Let's be honest about it. Okay? I hope that answers your first question. It's in the encyclopedia. It's not my opinion. This is admitted fact. On the situation, I believe your second question, you were... I forgot your second question. What was his second question? I do that sometimes because I got to thinking about his first one. Oh, Taiwan. Yeah, Taiwan. Taiwan is the rightful government of China. Taiwan has an elected government now. We have a 53-year-old treaty with them since 1950. And now that's been severed basically by Bush. They are independent. That's what the treaty says. They're standing up against China for the cause of liberty and decency and honor and freedom. And so Bush is exercising his will and his power in blocking them and chastising them and encouraging communist China to attack them. That's what he's done. And our government is arming China with the newest weapons, including cruise missile factories, folks. Our government has helped equip them with that, allowed U.S. companies to do that, while giving old, aging, 30-year-old destroyers with ancient missiles to Taiwan. So it's horrible. It's like Bush taking all the restrictions off, arming China, and taking the restrictions off on arming them with the supercomputers to build the nukes. I mean, out Clinton and Clinton. What am I supposed to say here? It's amazing. I'm blown away by it. We'll be right back with Congressman Ron Paul. More your calls, more news.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Already 8 minutes and 35 seconds into the third hour of this December 22nd, 2003 Monday edition. And I've had Ron Paul on the show many times. We're going to have him for the next two segments, maybe even get to a few calls in the next segment. I got a host of issues I want to throw out at the congressman. But Congressman Ron Paul, before we go any further, I had a caller last hour that caused quite a controversy here on air. He said that he thought torture was basically a good idea. And then I said, well, what about our troops that got shot down in Vietnam? They got tortured. Are you saying that was okay? He then said, no, none of our troops got shot down over Vietnam. I'm going from memory here, but weren't you involved in Vietnam in the air?
No, not really. I was involved during that period of time. I was in the military. I was in the Air Force as a flight surgeon from 1963 to 68, but not actually in Vietnam.
Okay, but now... I know that we had a bunch of aircraft shot down and troops tortured, but can you give us your historical view on that?
Well, I mean, that doesn't even deceive. I mean, I can't understand anybody saying that. We probably had a lot more helicopters shot down than airplanes, and the people in the helicopters were the ones that ended up being prisoners so often. But there were hundreds of helicopters shot down.
Well,
and I'm sure other airplanes were shot down, too, but it was mainly the helicopters that were knocked out of the air.
Yeah, how could that guy be deceived by that, as you were saying? But no, he was saying that our jets didn't get shot down. We lost masses of pilots. Remember John McCain and all those people?
Yeah, and Duke Cunningham also in the Congress was a, you know, I think he was captured. And Johnson, Sam Johnson from Texas, was also a pilot that, yeah, and he was not a helicopter pilot either. And McCain was not a helicopter pilot. So there were a lot of planes shot down. I don't know the numbers, but, I mean, we ended up losing 60,000 men, so they had to shoot a lot of them down.
I'm going from memory. I believe it's over 2,000 fixed-wing aircraft were shot down, and helicopters were shot down. I believe it was over 8,000 times. But now, many times, they were just technical difficulties or they had to land. But I didn't mean to get off on that side issue. I was just so blown away by that statement.
Mm.
But, I mean, we just had the big report, 339 universities... Over two-thirds of administrators and not just administrators but students didn't know what the First Amendment was. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that, but I guess I'm not surprised. You know, a lot of them can't even name who the vice president is.
Unbelievable. You were down at the Jefferson Forum, and I got a bunch of calls out of Houston. You were saying that it looks like they're lining up the draft now. Rumsfeld in Time Magazine just said, yeah, we need a bigger military. They've got a bunch of legislation lined up to do it. What do you see happening, Congressman?
Well, I hear a lot of talk behind the scenes, but there's been legislation introduced, some by moderate liberal Democrats as well as the Black Caucus, and there are all sorts of arguments, you know, to increase the size of our military. Rumsfeld, who's always argued for a small military, he's never argued to, you know, slow down on the intervention overseas, but he's always argued that we don't need a lot of men, just highly skilled. But now he's admitting that they need more men. The question they never ask, and the Congress should ask, and I'll continue to ask, is, well, if we're coming up short of men, why don't we cut back a little bit on our empire? Why do we have to be in 130 countries and going looking for trouble around the world? Then we wouldn't need so many individuals in the military.
Well, I mean, I've read the Houston Chronicle where it says they've got a bill to draft skilled people, professionals, doctors, engineers, firefighters, and some of these national drafts look like you'll serve domestically, some will serve overseas. What do the different pieces of legislation say?
I haven't looked at them all, but that's sort of follows a historic precedent, especially for physicians. Even when they ended the draft in the early 70s, they kept the doctor draft going on for a while longer, and they have already talked about drafting doctors. There's a pseudo-draft on right now as well, because those individuals who have been scheduled to get out of the military and have not re-enlisted have been told they can't. So they're forced to stay longer than they agreed to, so they've been, in essence, drafted.
Well, I've seen articles, Congressman, where they also, if you had served a 5-10-year stint before, that you're being recalled.
Yeah, and I guess they do sign some of that paperwork where they'll claim that they have agreed to do that. And it's not a very good sign.
Okay, well, I hate to put you on the spot. I don't ever really do this when you're on with us, but you've got some children. What are you going to do if they try to draft your children?
Well, they're all going to be old enough to make their own choices. My kids are all past that age. I have grandkids that age, and it'll be up to them. The individual himself has to decide that, but to me, it's a real tragedy. I think that, you know, the use of the conscientious objector clause was used more in Vietnam than ever before, and I'm sure it's going to be used a lot more later.
Well, let's take Texas. You know, if Texas was attacked by Mexico, they said we're drafting men for a war with Mexico, that would be constitutional. We're under attack by a foreign government. I would imagine you would support a draft there, but not to go gallivanting around 160 countries.
No, I'm not even I wouldn't go that far either, because I don't think we should ever have a draft. But I always believe that if we're attacked, that we would respond. We didn't have a draft in the Revolutionary War, and we won it against the greatest power at that time. So
if it's a righteous war, we're going to have more men than we need.
Right, and the real defense of a country comes by civilians armed, and that's why the Second Amendment is so important. And it's the militia, the concept of the militia, people who are readily armed, and then there will be no takeover. So I just don't think you ever have to have a draft, because what you concede with a draft is ownership of one's life, and that means the politicians own your life, and you can unfairly pick a certain group and force them into battle, especially under today's conditions, into a battle That makes no sense. It's unconstitutional. We may be fighting it for the United Nations.
Congressman,
so it is more atrocious now than ever.
Let's shift gears into torture. There's a big debate about, is torture good? Should we do it? We know it's already going on some. Your view on torture?
Well, there's two practical reasons not to. If we torture them, they'll torture us. And the other thing is what torture does not to the person who may well deserve it as much as the people who dish it out. So if a country who pretends to follow the rule of law and justice, if they practice torture, that means you lower yourselves or ourselves into the same category of the people we're trying to defeat. And the other practical reason why it's not wise is that you don't get that. There's no proof that you're getting good information. A lot of times those who are being tortured will eventually say whatever you want them to say, and it's not reliable. So there's just no excuse for the use of torture.
You can't trust a government that tortures. You can't trust the confessions. I mean, you can't say Joseph Mengele was good. So how can, you know, Saddam's bad because he tortured. Now we're going to become Saddam Hussein if we do this. Shifting into immigration, Governor Ridge, while raising the alert level, wants to give amnesty to at least 8 million illegals, accept the matricula cards all over the country that can easily be faked. How can they have a magnifying glass down our throat, but then have the borders basically wide open? Your take on that.
Well, that's essentially what they're doing. You know, the other day, a couple of weeks ago, we had a bill that was threatening Syria, almost to the point where, you know, we put on sanctions and we were getting ready to invade Syria. And they said the main reason was the borders weren't secure. And my argument was, well, how can you expect the Syrians to have secure borders between their country and Iraq? At the same time, we don't have anything called secure borders. So the whole thing is complete nonsense. And that's why our money and our personnel should be used domestically, not internationally.
Well, how can we say
could have more secure borders?
Well, I agree. How can we say that Saddam is this great demon when he is a bad guy, but then Bush cuts Taiwan loose and violates basically the treaty and changes our 50-plus year policy with Taiwan?
Well, whatever is practical, they do, and if they want to go with the big red Chinese, they do. And, you know, they don't follow moral principle. They follow just pure financial pragmatism because we were close allies with Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden in the past. We helped build them up. And when they don't serve our purpose, then we turn them into Hitler themselves, and we did that with Noriega, and we do it constantly. That's why I argue the case that the more non-intervention we have and the less entangling alliances we have, the better.
Well, that's like what George Washington said, but that's, you know, that's radical extremism, Congressman.
Yeah, I know. And somebody said the other day, they said, boy, this sounds like you're almost like an isolationist. I says, not really so. And then I pointed out George Washington said it. And they said, yeah, but that was a long time ago. I said, does that mean our Bill of Rights is no longer necessary because it's a long time ago, or the Ten Commandments no longer do we have to abide by because they were written a long time ago? This whole idea that because conditions are different today, anything our founding fathers said or intended by the Constitution no longer applies.
Well, what the founders, as you know well, were saying was something new. We're going back to the imperial model. We're going back to something older, aren't we?
That's right. And I think freedom, although we had a hint and a taste of that in our early years, freedom is a very, very modern idea. Most of all history has been built on tyrants and government control and very, very minimal protection of civil liberties for the individuals. So I would say that we are the progressives, even though that's a horrible term today. We are the progressives. We are the liberals. We're the ones that believe in liberty, and we believe in the future. They do want to go back to the old ways.
That's it. We're going to break, maybe go to a few calls, but I want to get into the plunging dollar, the $43 trillion deficit, according to the Dallas Morning News. That's right, folks. That's what we really owe in all of our agreements, $40-plus trillion. Get those questions answered by Congressman Ron Paul, and maybe jam a few of these calls in. We got loaded lines. I want to find out who wants to talk to the congressman. Then after that segment, we'll come back and just talk to the callers and go back over some news I haven't covered yet. We'll be back with Congressman Ron Paul from Texas. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com's the website.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Late summer 2003. Mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Friends, Alex Jones back here live with Congressman Ron Paul. Try to go to a few of your calls here in a couple minutes. Congressman, getting back into important issues, dollar drop becomes more ominous. We have the euro trading at $1.25 when it was 90 cents against the dollar just a year and a half ago. And what does this mean to us to have the world reserve currency and to now be losing it?
Well, it means a whole lot. They're still buying our currencies, and the central banks are still trying to prop it up. But if they get to the point where they really leave the dollar and oil is not priced in dollars, you're going to see tremendous price inflation. You're going to see us paying a lot more for oil and everything we buy overseas, as well as domestic inflation. So I think they're working desperately behind the scenes to keep the dollar from just dropping like a rock, although it's dropped dramatically already. And all long term, they can't stop it. They can tinker with it, and they can even tinker with the price of gold, but ultimately the market will overwhelm. The dollar will go down, which means commodity prices, which are already on the rise, as well as gold, they'll continue to go up, and inflation will be back with a vengeance.
Well, the globalists have already moved most of their holdings to China and India. They've got Treasury Secretary Snow saying a dropping dollar's good. I don't really see him doing much to prop it up. Seems like the bigger overriding global corporate system wants a weak dollar. I saw the Davos Economic Forum 3.5 years ago saying that.
Yeah, you know, the exporters keep thinking a weak dollar is going to save them, but it never seems to happen. And members of Congress who represent steel districts and farm districts think that's just the salvation. Just have a weaker dollar, and then there'll be, you know, generous exports, which means, well, they don't care about consumers, and they don't care about importers. I mean, we do, a lot of companies depend on imported goods. This whole notion that government should be manipulating and controlling the value of the currency, the market should determine it, but it should be determined by a commodity, of course, rather than a fiat currency.
I said I was going to go to calls. I don't know if that can happen now because I forgot the biggest question I had for you. You said before H.R. 2417 passed, you said that it had a lot of Patriot Act 2 in it. Bush sneakily signed that quietly last weekend during the whole Saddam announcement. What does this mean?
Well, this is the this was the conference report on intelligence authorization, and they've been talking about Patriot Act number 2, but they decided not to bring it up calling it Patriot Act number 2. So they started doing piecemeal, and they put a major piece into this conference report, and had not been discussed before, and it has to do with more intrusion into the financial affairs of every American, that they do not have to have search warrants, and they can demand information from auto dealers and travel agents, pawnbrokers, anybody and everybody.
And now we're hearing about them going after topless bars, county commissioners, marijuana dealers. They're using Patriot Act. I have articles every week against everybody.
That is right, and it's the kind of thing that has been on, they've been proposing for years and years, but this post-9/11 atmosphere has helped them to get this stuff passed, and they haven't even been satisfied with Patriot Act number 1. They're demanding even more power.
So how do we stop them? I mean, they say it's for terrorists, but their definition of a terrorist is misdemeanors, according to Section 802.
Well, it is really tough because I think with your help, there was a lot of awakening about Patriot Act number 1, and when we did have a clean vote on repealing some of that in the House of Representatives, we actually won it overwhelmingly to repeal the sneak and peeks. But that, interestingly enough, when it got to a conference, it was deleted. And so they put in the bad stuff, they delete the good stuff, and then everybody leaves town and everybody forgets about it. It's a darn hard job, so we have to keep plugging away. Information to the American people is ultimately the only thing that counts.
Absolutely, Congressman. We got about a minute left. Folks, I'll come back and take your calls, but Congressman's got to leave us. We appreciate him during this holiday week joining us. In the last minute, any other key issues we need to be made aware of?
I think you touched on just about all of them, but I think it's the appetite that the American people have for spending that is the big issue. Congressmen get, for the most part, reelected, and they vote for all the spending. So evidently, either they're totally uninformed or they support the idea that the government should continue to spend all this money domestically and police the world. But one of these days, it'll change because we're going bankrupt. We are literally, technically bankrupt, but when it's discovered, the dollar will crash. And then we will have to cut back, and we'll have to live within our means.
All right, many questions. Supreme Court, campaign finance, they say it's good. Violates the First Amendment. What do you think about it?
Well, it's amazing because when that was on the House floor, there were a lot of us that were yelling and screaming, but DeLay and these other guys said, don't worry about it. It's so bad that the courts will throw it out, and we're going to get some political pluses by saying that we're for campaign finance reform besides the president wants it. And I guess a lot of them were shocked when the courts actually didn't cover the Congress and rule it unconstitutional.
All right, Congressman Ron Paul, have a great Christmas. Appreciate you coming on the show. God bless. We'll be back with your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're back live. And it is the 23rd day of December, 2003. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. I want to go to a lot of calls now in the second half of the show. Bam, bam, bam. Your questions, your comments, any news articles you want to mention. Any ideas for solutions to expose this tyranny? Want to discuss any of the stories I'm going to be going over? The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. In the first hour, I mentioned this London Guardian article. It says, well, they've started road tolls. They've started all this, scanning your faces, red light cameras. Now the government wants to put a retina scanner in the car, and every time you get in your car, everyone will have to retina scan to decide if you're on drugs or alcohol or too tired to drive. I saw an article 3+ years ago in the Houston Chronicle with this Texas company that claimed they invented this, and corporations have already bought it and make their employees retina scan. It doesn't just look at your retina or the blood vessels and identify you. It does that. It also microscopically measures the movement of your eye and decides if you're tired or angry or if you're on drugs. And in this new London Guardian article, it says the government wants to do this because you know, if you're upset or tired or on drugs or alcohol and you continue to try to drive the car, the cell phone built into the cars, your OnStar system, that is a cell phone system hooked into a satellite tracker box, will call the police to come get you. So it's like Isaac Asimov's iRobot future where the robots totally enslave us, but it'll be the government using this technocracy to do that. So we're going to get into that. Also, going after people that eat fattening foods, taxing you, controlling you through the new national ID card. That's why it's got the scanner strip on the back. A Brooklyn cop investigated. Wait till you hear what he was investigated for. This is just indicative of the arrogance that they have ingrained into police. I'm not against police. I'm against the warping of our police into a third world type system. Also, some good news. Pentagon ordered to stop anthrax shots and much more. Before I get back into this news and then your calls, I want to remind all the great listeners out there, whether you're listening in Maine or in Florida or in Texas or in California, wherever you're listening to us, you need to get my videos. They're amazing films. Take 2 minutes from The Takeover, a two-hour, five-minute film. I walk into the Brooksville Sheriff's Department, and I say, I'd like to talk about the military training drills with the police for domestic control. I say it totally calmly and politely. A woman begins getting mad, the public spokesperson, asking why I want to know that. Then a woman runs from behind the counter wearing a U.S. Marine Corps shirt, yelling, I want martial law, line them up and shoot them, death to the people that resist. I mean, it's insane, folks. And then another minute or two of the film, I walk over to a neighborhood and I go, the troops have been training in this area at night. And they go, yes, and they told us who you are, Alex Jones. Well, what'd they tell you? That you're crazy not to talk to you. And I said, well, I just would like to ask you a few questions about the troops. The troops told me not to talk to you. And then we turned the camera off and they basically ran us out of there. But the point is, that's about 5 minutes of that film. It's all stuff like that. Or worse. You want to see Marines trying to take your guns, put you in FEMA camps? Police State 2000? Police State 2 the Takeover? You want to see FEMA saying all Christians and all founding fathers are terrorists, enemies of the federal government? Road to Tyranny. That's about 3 minutes of that film. I can't describe everything that's in these videos. It's incredible. It's so shocking and so horrible, it wakes people up. Because it's not Alex Jones up there saying what's going on. I show the documents, the articles, the bills, the legislation. Then I go, here, let's show you it actually happening on the ground. Let's interview Marine Corps officers who, in the late 80s, were kicking down gun dealers' doors while wearing police outfits. Posse Comitatus has been gone that long. You'll see the evidence of who carried out September 11th. You'll see the evidence of the Northwoods plan in Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror. Bottom line, you need to have these videos. Please, if you have the videos, make copies. Give them to people. Air them on public access. Give them to opinion makers, talk show hosts, county commissioners, your priest, your rabbi, your pastor. Just get it out to opinion makers now. We have a tool that's working. We need to use it. If you haven't gotten the videos, you need to order them. America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2 the Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Masters of Terror, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, America Wake Up or Waco, which we're now offering again. You need to have these videos. You need to make copies. You need to warn the people in the great tradition of Paul Revere. We're a media culture. This is the equivalent of Paul Revere riding through the dark, yelling to arms, the redcoats are coming. The videos, some of them are 2.5 hours, some are 2 hours, 5 minutes. They're all over 2 hours. Police State 3 is 2 hours, 40-plus minutes. It's actually 2 hours, 43 minutes long. It's an amazing film. You want an encyclopedic knowledge of the New World Order? It's my second to newest film. Matrix of Evil's got Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Roberts, Frank Morales, myself. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. of any of the films, they drop down to 20. There's my book, Descent into Tyranny. There's Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsor, Tearing the New World Order. They're great as well. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the items and shop and get some of this info and support the broadcast. Or call toll-free to order right now at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Don't wait. We've got to expose the terrorists or they're going to carry out more attacks. It's that simple. The hair's been standing up on the back of my neck, folks, the last few weeks. We're very close. We got to stop them. We got to expose them. Even if they carry out the next attack, more people have to know who was behind it. It is so important. You can also write to me at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Be sure and put the South Lamar, the south part, and the Suite 100 in there if you want us to get your letter. Okay. Oh, there is so much here. I already went over what's in the big British newspaper, how wonderful it will be to be retina scanned each morning to decide if you're on drugs or done something wrong. And if we had an angel-like government, I guess it would be fine. The problem is they already use 911 calls as an excuse to get in your house. I know hundreds of people in Austin who, hundreds, who never called 911 and at 2 a.m. police bust down their door, stand around with machine guns without a warrant, a fully dressed SWAT team saying, oh, we got a 911 call. By the way, we're going to search for your guns now. Make sure none of them are illegal. I mean, well-to-do middle-class people, working-class folks, auto mechanics, doctors. I know personally, face-to-face, multiple friends this has happened to. I know dozens of people personally this has happened to who are acquaintances. I have received dozens and dozens and dozens of calls to the office and on air concerning this nationwide. I know over 100 people in Austin. You see, imagine what this retina scanner will do. Oh, we had to pull you over because it showed you were on drugs. I remember two summers ago. Oh, what was it? Something like 35 children in one summer died, toddlers, because their Prozac parents, generally we'd find out they were on Prozac, they'd be in like a day's stupor going to work, wouldn't drop the child off at daycare. In almost every case, they were on one of these drugs, folks. And now more evidence of that's coming out, the suicides, the driving off bridges, the falling down. It puts you in this dreamlike state. The parents would go into the work, or going to the mall, come out 5 hours later, 8 hours later, an hour later, to find their barbecued child who died a horrible death. And so the federal government came out and said, we're in talks with the auto manufacturers within 5 years. Remember, this was about 2 years ago. They said within 5 years to pass a law, but General Motors wants to go ahead and start offering it in 2004. Folks, I have no idea if they're going to offer it. They said they were. To have a wireless phone system hooked into the OnStar, well, that's basic with it, with a small infrared camera port, just a little hole, small camera, that when the car temperature, there's going to be pads in the seats that feel pressure and movement, and if there's movement in the car, when the car goes above, it said 98 degrees, so I guess every time it's a hot summer day and you get in there, this is going to happen. But they said over 98 degrees for a certain period of time that the police will be dispatched off your satellite tracker box. You see, that's the OnStar system watching and controlling and manipulating. And this Texas company, over 3 years ago, I saw the Houston Chronicle article. I covered it many times, saying we're going to retina scan you to drive your car, to get into work, get into businesses. They're saying we're going to have to wear RFID bracelets to be in a big building working, to make sure off the wireless system that we all get out if there's an attack. This total control grid. The children are already thumb scanning to get their school lunches in public schools. No cash allowed in hundreds of these districts. Hundreds of districts from Tennessee to Texas to New York. I've seen articles where whole school districts are putting cameras not in the halls, not in the classrooms. Oh, they're there too. But in the bathrooms, in the showers, it's for the children's safety. And it's hooked into control grids down at the sheriff or police department where the police can just dial into the cameras. Folks, that's not freedom. That's 1984. There's all these different stories of this happening. It's happening all over the country, all over the Western world. It's worse than 1984, and there's so many facets of this. I have a stack of articles about face scanners going in schools all over the country. The face scanning software, any camera that's digital can do it, of high enough quality. I've got articles about thousands of cameras going in small towns, big cities. I've got stacks of them today. Listen to this from the Associated Press. More control freak behavior, and I want to take your calls on this subject. 1-800-259-9231. State cities consider food rules to curb obesity. Fighting to shed a few pounds and control that waistline for the soaring number of Americans who are becoming dangerously overweight, states and cities across the country want to help. They want to help you. With the U.S. Surgeon General calling obesity an epidemic, legislators nationwide are offering measures to encourage healthy food choices and ban the worst temptations. Banning it. Skeptics say the government should stay away from trying to legislate something as personal as what we eat, but supporters say they can't ignore the growing public health problem or how it derives the ever-rising cost of health care. Cease with socialized health care. We're all paying for your overeating, so now we must be punished. And a child 1 pound overweight in Arkansas, and it goes into this, will be taken from their family. But, But states have considered scores of bills this year that would, among other things, get children exercising after school, little military training camps. It actually gets into that. Warn restaurant eaters about fat, sugar, and cholesterol on the menu, and ban sugary sodas and fattening chips from school vending machines. That sounds reasonable, and it is. It's a big money maker. It's wrong. They need to get them out of there, folks. In a Louisiana experiment, the state will pay for a few government employees' gastric bypass surgeries or stomach stapling to see if that reduces health care costs. As a country, we have to wake up. We are in an epidemic, said Nevada State Senator Valerie Wiener, who has had her own battles with weight but now is a champion weightlifter. Under the laws that have passed, states will test the BMI, body mass index, of ratio of height and weight of students in 6 Arkansas schools and send results home. Pediatricians say regular tests like that should be performed nationwide to track children at risk of becoming obese. Folks, I read the bill on air. They take the caliper test, and if you don't lose to below the point they say, CPS is dispatched. And you've read the articles where they're taking kids nationwide because they're overweight, to a group that's 5 times more likely to abuse you. Again, the criminals will come and get you. Any excuse to get in your life. Ban junk food from vending machines in California. That's a good idea. New York City in an administrative decision. But the kids won't bounce off the walls, and you can't put them on a Ritalin, though, if you're not giving them 5 Coca-Colas a day. Ban hard candy, donuts, soda, and salty chips from the vending machines. But see where this goes, though? More and more control. It should be a local issue of the school board. Requiring physical education programs in Louisiana schools and encourage it in Arkansas and Mississippi. Those are after school, by the way. Though once a staple, such daily classes are only required by state law in Illinois, other states. So see, they mix in stuff that sounds reasonable. But I've seen the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Health and Human Services, they both have their own plans. Through the national ID card that 42 states now have, your federalized local state card, they will swipe it. They already swipe it for cigarettes or beer in most states to put a record in that you weren't underage. But now they want to swipe it where you get your gallon of ice cream a week or your chips, but over to a certain point, they will begin taxing you for eating things that are unhealthy and, quote, put part of that into a health care slush fund, because your overeating is causing health problems and we have to pay for you. See the socialism? Folks, they're waiting over a year in England for cancer surgery. Once they get it socialized, then the rationing, the control, all begins. So this is just the beginning. See, and it sounds reasonable, because we're fat slobs. I mean, I've gained way too much weight and I've been losing it now. We're a decadent country, folks. In France, they live an average of 8 years longer than us. They chain smoke cigarettes, but they walk to work and they don't overeat. And so they live longer than us, even though they have, in many cases, a more unhealthy lifestyle. Because they're burning that blob off. You know what? I've been working out 5 days a week. I feel great. I'm going to get back in tip-top shape. Get back to bench pressing 320 pounds. Oh, I don't know what to say about it. What do you think about this? Because you notice in this AP article, they tell you about programs, but don't tell you the details of what those programs really do. Ask somebody who lives in Arkansas. They've told them. And it starts in 6 schools this year. Next year, it goes to all the schools. State law. Calipers. They're going to measure the fat level. And if your child doesn't lose all of that weight, CPS is involved. Of course, I read the article out of England yesterday, out of the Scotsman. If you yell at children in a football game, that is soccer here, you will lose your children. You will be criminally charged. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoriset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Totally loaded phone lines, so we're going to go to everybody. And I want to take 20 calls by the end of the next hour. So when you hear somebody hang up, just call right in, folks. 1-800-259-9231. And yeah, I got about 20 other stories I'm going to hit on, too. I have another article here saying, beware the technology. And it gets into microchips everywhere, tracking everything you do. And a few days ago, we posted an official industry, actually it was yesterday, an official industry cartoon of what RFID tracker chips will do. From the industry, from the factory, to the truck, to the store, to your car, to your home, to who you are, to the landfill, a total record of everything you do. And Bush, by the way, just signed two new interdepartmental orders, directives to Homeland Security. You'll want to hear about these. That's coming up in the next hour. This is classical tyranny we're seeing unfold. Let's go to Jay in Colorado. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
I just wanted to talk a couple of things on the news I saw in a commercial for a new video game, Invisible War, the war on terrorism. They're getting more of that out there where they got the guys running around. Looks like America blowing stuff up.
I've been at CompUSA and looked at the games. I'd say about 15-20% of the new games are warfare, torture games, kill the patriots.
Right. And then there was I saw a website that was showing the actual price of medication or manufacturing the pills versus what they charge. And you were talking about how this new fat thing, they were trying to lower the cost of health care and all that stuff. All they have to do is do what every other country in the world does, is put a limit on how much they can charge for all these medicines they're giving us. And
well, that's a catch-22 because there is a lot of research that goes into this, but it's not fair that in some cases we pay 10 times what other countries do.
Sure.
And they are certainly just jacking the prices up way above what's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And then there was another story I saw about a kid in New Jersey that was at a website that he made for himself. He was a junior, a middle school kid. I think he was 14 or something. And he had a website about his school. He did it himself, didn't use the school for nothing. They found out about it. The superintendent found out about it. They told the kid he had to get rid of the site, even though, First Amendment and everything. He had to get rid of the site. He agreed, or his father and him agreed, and they still suspended the kid for a week from school, a month from sports. And
now, sir, which case is that? Because I see one of these every month. There have been cases where they just say, I don't like the extracurricular activities. They don't give us enough gear.
Yep.
I think the principal's a pig. Some of that I could see a problem. But what does it teach them with the First Amendment? And certainly a youngster should be able to have their own website and write whatever they want as long as it's not calling for violence.
Right. And that's what they said in the case was that the parents were outraged because there was nothing on the site except for just kids, saying, the hamburgers, are rubbery and all this stuff, or these, the jocks stink. And
yeah, I did see that article now that you give me specifics. Yeah, that's what they're teaching them. Look, they can't write the word gun in a fiction story for English without being arrested or expelled.
Sure. Yeah, and they regulate what you wear. If you got a Guns N' Roses t-shirt, you're out of there. And that kind of anything to do with a gun.
Teaching them mind control.
Well, that's what Columbine did.
And folks, don't tell me these youngsters raised how to be police state minions aren't going to vote for gun control and the rest of it.
Well, that's what people always, when I say something about Columbine or something like that, and how it was seemed to be a big ruse, people say, why would they do that? What the heck would they do that for? And there you go. The schools are like you said before, becoming prisons, and these every part of the country. The administrators in the school think they're some kind of cop coming to people's houses and regulating everything you're doing. Crazy.
They have, in almost every middle school in the country, you write dossiers on mommy and daddy. It's called your journal. The BATF in the schools. We'll be right back, third hour.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.